आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू विजिट हरियाणा ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ अंबेडकर जयंती टुमारो टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स। Calcutta High Court orders immediate deployment of central forces in West Bengal's Murshidabad following Waqf-related violence. Government invites nominations for Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Assam and Meghalaya today. India's forex reserves surge by $10.8 billion to $676.26 billion. US exempts smartphones and computers from latest tariffs. And Indian pair of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav bags gold medal in compound mixed team event at Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, US. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana tomorrow on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamuna Nagar and address a gathering on the occasion. Boosting power infrastructure in the region, along with the vision of electricity reaching the last mile, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant at Yamuna Nagar. Taking forward the vision of Gobardhan scheme, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrabpur in Yamuna Nagar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the 14.4-kilometre Rewari Bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharat Mala Pariyojana. The Calcutta High Court has ordered the immediate deployment of central forces in West Bengal's Murshidabad district after the incidents of widespread violence, vandalism and arson in the areas on the Waqf Amendment Act issue. The order came after the hearing of the petition filed by the leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, in the Calcutta High Court, alleging unrest in several parts of the state. A special bench of Justices Shomen Sen and Raja Boshu Chaudhary heard the case and ordered the deployment of central forces. The court also stated that this direction should not be limited to Murshidabad district alone. Wherever similar situations arise in other districts, central forces may be deployed immediately to control the situation and restore normalcy. The bench further directed that the central forces are to operate in coordination with the state administration. At least 3 people were killed in the clashes in Murshidabad and over 138 individuals have been arrested in connection with the violence. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with Chief Secretary and DGP of the state yesterday. The West Bengal DGP briefed that the situation is tense but under control and is being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. Meanwhile, the Union Home Secretary said that apart from nearly 300 BSF personnel locally available in Murshidabad, additional 5 companies have been deployed at the request of the state government. He further advised the state administration to keep a close watch on other sensitive districts also and to put in place adequate steps to ensure normalcy at the earliest. Mr. Mohan said that the centre is also closely monitoring the situation and assured the state all possible assistance, including deployment of additional manpower, if necessary. The government has invited nominations for the Padma Awards 2026, which will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. Nominations are open until the 31st of July this year, and the nomination process began on the 15th of last month. Our correspondent reports that the nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal.
The Padma Awards, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri are amongst the highest civilian awards of the country. Instituted in 1954, the awards seek to recognize work of distinction and is given for distinguished and exceptional achievements in all disciplines such as art, literature and education, sports, medicine, social work, science and engineering, public affairs, civil service as well as trade and industry. These awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day each year. All persons without distinction of race, occupation, position or sex are eligible for these awards. Interested individuals can apply for nominations or recommendations on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal awards.gov.in. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
A state-level cooperative conference is being organized today in Madhya Pradesh under the International Cooperative Year. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest of this program. We have more from our correspondent.
The state-level cooperative program organized in Bhopal will preside over by Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav. An agreement will also be signed between the National Dairy Development Board and the Madhya Pradesh Dairy Federation during the program. The vision of prosperity through cooperation in Madhya Pradesh and the efforts made toward diversification in the field of cooperation will also be showcased. Distribution of micro ATMs, Kisan credit cards and approved loan letters will also be done in the program. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The festival of harvest, Baisakhi, is being celebrated with traditional enthusiasm in the northern part of the country today. Baisakhi is celebrated with much fanfare in Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh. In Punjab, people are taking a dip in the holy sarovars, canals and rivers before joining the Mela celebrations. Here is more from our correspondent.
It was on this day in the year 1699, the 10th Guru Shri Guru Gobind Singh Ji founded the Khalsa Panth at Gurdwara Takht Shri Keshgarh Sahib, located in Shri Anandpur Sahib.
Vaho vaho Gobind Singh aape gur chela, aape gur chela.
Large number of devotees from across the country and abroad are paying obeisance here and at Shri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar, besides other Gurdwaras, since early morning and listening to the holy Gurbani. Traditionally, the farmers are celebrating Baisakhi by starting harvesting the golden wheat crops standing in their farms. On this day, the nation also remembers hundreds of those innocents who were massacred by the British officer Reginald Doyle in Jallianwala Bagh in 1919. That killing of the innocents had further ignited the India's independence movement. People from all walks of life are paying tributes to them at the Jallianwala Bagh. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Assam and Meghalaya today. The IMD has also predicted thunderstorms along with gusty winds and lightning over Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and Telangana. More from our correspondent.
The weather department predicted thunderstorms with lightning over south interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal and north interior Karnataka. The IMD added that thunderstorms with gusty winds are likely to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions are expected over east and northeast India over the next 2 to 3 days. Further, the IMD predicted heatwave conditions at isolated places over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. The IMD added that heatwave conditions are likely to prevail in west and east Rajasthan, west Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab and Haryana from the 14th to 18th of this month. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, will lead Bhim Padyatra this morning on the eve of the birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Dr. Bhim Rao Ambedkar in Patna, Bihar. Mr. Mandaviya will flag off the Padyatra from the iconic Gandhi Maidan, which will pass through different nooks and corners of Patna. Thousands of My Bharat volunteers will take part in the foot march. More from our correspondent.
At historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna, youths and volunteers will recite preamble of Indian Constitution along with Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya. Several volunteers of Mai Bharat and young achievers will attend the event. The foot march from historic Gandhi Maidan to Patna High Court will pass through JP Golambar, SP Verma Road, Dak Bangla Chauraha, Income Tax Chauraha and Vidyut Bhavan Crossing in Patna. During the event, youths, young achievers and NSS volunteers will adopt a resolution to contribute for Viksit Bharat. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $10.8 billion, reaching over $676.2 billion in the week ending April the 4th. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India, during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $9.07 billion to over $574 billion. Gold reserves increased by over $1.56 billion, totaling $79.36 billion. The US has announced exemption for smartphones and computers imported to the country from the latest tariffs. According to a U.S. Customs and Border Protection notice, smartphones and computers will be excluded from U.S. President Donald Trump's 10% global tariff on most countries and the much larger Chinese tariffs of 145%. The exemption applies to products entering the U.S. or removed from warehouses as early as April the 5th. And now, news from the world of sports.
In archery, the Indian duo of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav clinched the gold medal in the compound mixed team event at the World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, USA. The pair edged past their Chinese Taipei opponents 153-151 last night. Notably, the Indian pair has also become the first ever champions in the compound mixed team category since it was officially included as an Olympic event. Moving on to football, Mohan Bagan Supergiant has clinched the Indian Super League ISL 2024-25 title following a 2-1 victory over Bengaluru FC in Kolkata. This was Mohan Bagan's second ISL title following their maiden triumph in the 2022-23 season. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Jaipur from 3:30 p.m. While in the second clash of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Mumbai Indians in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. On to tennis, India secured their playoff berth in the Billie Jean King Cup by finishing second following a 2-1 victory against South Korea in their last Asia-Oceania Group 1 fixture in Pune last night. This is only the second time that India have qualified for the playoff of the Billie Jean King Cup, with the previous one coming in 2020. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Marking the beginning of the Holy Week, Christians across the globe are observing Palm Sunday today, commemorating the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem ahead of his capture and crucifixion. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. In a first, the Supreme Court of India sets a 3-month limit for President to decide on the bill sent to her by the Governor, writes the Asian Age. Tamil Nadu notifies 10 acts after Supreme Court deems assent implicit, headlines the Hindu. A junior commissioned officer of the Indian Army and 3 unidentified ultras have been killed in 2 J&K encounters, reports the Pioneer. The 45-minute storm in Delhi on Friday evening caused chaos at the IGI airport, affecting 400 flights, reports the Times of India. Trump drops tariffs on laptops, phones and chips, headlines the Economic Times. A 19th-century British architect's notes are helping in the reinstatement of the 145-year-old Heritage Faculty of Arts building's iconic dome of Vadodara's Maharaja Sayaji Rao University, reports the Indian Express. And finally, Hindustan Times pays homage to Kumudini Lakhia, a revolutionary in Kathak who seamlessly blended classical traditions with modern choreography, who passed away yesterday, aged 95. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow to launch multiple development projects. Calcutta High Court orders immediate deployment of central forces in West Bengal's Murshidabad following Waqf-related violence. Government invites nominations for Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. IMD forecasts heavy rain in Assam and Meghalaya today. US exempts smartphones and computers from latest tariffs. An Indian pair of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav bags gold medal in compound mixed team event at Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, US. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.